Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Hurricanes can have a significant impact on local economies. As business owners turn their attention to preparing for a potentially busy hurricane season, travelers recently released tips for how they can take smart, thoughtful steps to protect their businesses from severe weather. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. I'm speaking today to Will Straden, Senior Account Engineer with Travelers Insurance and their National Property Business Unit. Will, so glad you could join us today.
John, thank you for having me.
Will, first of all, how much of an issue are hurricanes when it comes to businesses and local economies?
Yeah, you know, John, that's a great question. And obviously, hurricanes really do present a fairly significant exposure, you know, not only to these individual businesses that are in coastal areas, but obviously to that local economy that rely so heavily on individual businesses to provide jobs to the community and just a secure environment. So, you know, the more we can do to prepare once a named storm is tracking towards a location, you know, the better outcome that's going to be for that particular community. You know, there's a lot of businesses, if they don't take the necessary steps, they really do struggle to recover from some of these events. And, you know, as we've experienced here recently, those businesses that cannot recover really can have long-lasting effects to a local economy. So the more we can do, absolutely the better. And I'd love to speak more to that point.
Well, let's do that, because you said taking the necessary steps. So what are the steps that businesses can take to mitigate the risk that hurricanes pose to them?
Yeah, John, so it's really a multifaceted plan that you should have in place for your business. And, you know, obviously, preparedness and planning is essential. So as early on, before hurricane season even starts, if you can get a good preparation plan in place, which obviously is going to mean, you know, let's assess the business. Let's try and find our weaknesses and do a thorough risk assessment for this location. Try and identify and prioritize areas that may need improvement, you know, just so that we can enhance our resilience against these storms. So it involves long-term preparation. Again, that's well before hurricane season starts. And it's essentially really trying to make sure that the property is ready for when that hurricane ultimately does arrive. So it's, you know, checking roof-mounted signs and equipment and, you know, support equipment to make sure that they're securely anchored, good condition. And obviously, if you find any weaknesses, make those repairs. And, you know, we want to take a look at those areas that tend to be a weak point when we're talking about wind, you know, windows, doors, door hinges, and latches. Really do a thorough assessment of those to make sure that we repair or replace any of those devices so that they can withstand some of those strong winds. And, you know, it's preparing for, you know, shutting down your facility. You know, do we have the necessary materials to shutter or provide plywood over some of those openings as well to provide that additional protection? But, you know, also on that long-term front is, you know, how much can your business withstand as far as downtime? You know, should we be taking necessary steps to ensure we have emergency power and flood prevention measures? And, you know, if that includes purchasing or having on standby a mobile generator, and just keep in mind when these events arrive, those devices sometimes aren't readily available. So purchasing is sometimes a good option if you are in some of these prone areas. And then obviously maintenance and those regular testing of those generators is extremely important. So, you know, these are some of the things that we can do from a long-term perspective. If we do have areas of the facility that might be exposed to flooding, should we be considering building flood walls? Or where are we going to place sandbags? And do we have the necessary equipment to start installing sandbags and levees to divert water? Protecting low-lying entrances. And, you know, obviously we want to try and avoid any crucial equipment or materials being stored on the floor or in basements that would be susceptible to water damage. An emergency response team is always a fantastic department to have within your business. You know, they can be more dedicated personnel to creating that preparedness plan when the storm is bearing down on you, what that evacuation plan looks like, how we're going to account for all of our employees and make sure they are all safe and accounted for, who we need to potentially call during the event or just prior to the event, and then just really gathering essential supplies, you know, portable pumps, emergency lighting, those sandbags that we were talking about. So that's all on the long-term front. But then obviously that short-term preparation, and that's when we have a named storm that's showing to be approaching our location. You know, we got to monitor those forecasts very closely, keep an eye on timing, and confirm what employees are potentially going to be on site during that event if you haven't sent everyone home. Obviously, that'll depend on the severity of that storm. But at that point, then you really are battening down the hatches, so to speak. So securing all your doors, boarding up windows, protecting anything that could potentially become airborne, clearing out floor drains, roof drains, any catch basins along those lines. And then obviously all your vehicles and mobile equipment, trying to secure those in safer locations. You know, above ground tanks, let's fill them to capacity if we can. You know, it's common that once those storm waters hit, tanks, they love to float away. And so if we can secure them, fill them to their capacity, that really limits that potential. So, you know, there's a lot of other steps we can take, and we have a lot of resources out there for our customers, important records, making sure that after the event, we're able to recover any important records. So making sure that those copies are stored offsite in safe and secure locations that we can access after the event. Shutting down all your non-critical equipment so that those are able to remain functional after the event. And then obviously making sure all of your critical equipment, such as sump pumps, those are in good operating order. So, I mean, those are some of the primary steps that can be taken. And then obviously, well in advance, you want to plan for that post-storm recovery process. And really, that's just identifying and training your recovery team. Try and find those key employees that are going to be essential to those steps. Make sure they are well-versed in what departments and what steps they are going to be responsible for. You know, having an employee call list readily accessible so that we can, roll call our employees to make sure they're all safe and secure as well, as obviously should be a priority. It's really protecting the property. Again, it's that pre-planning is going to be 90% of what gets a business through a storm like this. If we can plan well in advance, I think we have a much better chance of recovering after the fact.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Should businesses be reviewing their policies to make sure they have adequate coverage in the event of a hurricane, Will? And what sort of coverages should they consider?
Yeah, you know, John, that's a fantastic question. And this should absolutely be part of the process. And I think more in that long-term planning stage, should they be reviewing those policies? If they have questions, certainly reaching out to their brokers and underwriting partners so that they can really find out if there are any gaps or any issues that they need to address prior to any storm actually showing up on their front door. So certainly should be part of the process there. Coverages vary depending on their location, their states, and so on and so forth. So I think the best guidance would be to review those policies, make sure that if there is any coverages that aren't on any of their current policies, that they're finding coverage somewhere else should be a pertinent step that they take.
Does hurricane season actually represent an opportunity for agents and brokers to get in front of their insureds and review their policies?
Absolutely. I think if anything, these types of events really are where we can strengthen, from an agent standpoint, their relationship with their insurers. So really getting in front of them to talk about what locations are potentially exposed, what those coverages look like, just so that they're well prepared, what to expect when an event actually happens from a coverage standpoint, but also, you know, on a claim standpoint, providing that guidance of what they should be doing in terms of taking photographs of any damage. You know, try and stay away from temporary repairs prior to, you know, a claims adjuster or somebody taking a look at that damage so that they can really document everything they see and all the damage that's occurred. And then obviously any bills or material receipts, we've got to save those. And I think that's where agents really can step in and provide that guidance to their customers.
Well, here's hoping that we both stay safe and dry this hurricane season. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks, John.
That was Will Straden, Senior Account Engineer with Travelers Insurance in their National Property Business Unit. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.